Hey,
What's up, man?
what's up? All right, let's get to the Dynamite preview.
Yeah, so we're gonna start off with the AW June 8th edition of the Dynamite AW Dynamite preview. This week is kind of different because I think there's not much announced so far as of 2:35 on Tuesday. So there's only three things advertised for tomorrow, I think, and these are the Battle Royal. Which we know the winner of this battle royal will go on to face Jon Moxley in the main event of this Dynamite to find out who's the number one contender for this interim championship. So Jon Moxley match with the main event against the battle royal winners, another match that's being promoted, and then the final match that I could find. I don't know if there was more, but I know for a fact Adam Page is going to go against New Japan's David Finlay, the son of Finlay, so that's going to happen as well. Let's go and let's start off with a Battle Royal. We don't know much about this Battle Royal. All we know is that it's going to be a Battle Royal, and multiple people are going to be in this, and the winner is going to go against Jon Moxley. I think we discussed this last week, but who do you think now? You know, one day. Before Dynamite, who do you think is going to win this battle royal?
Well, I think I'll win this battle royal. I see Kingston win the battle royal, or a masked wrestler like for instance, like what if I got a masked wrestler like wins the battle royal, and then into the main event gets Jon Moxley, and he wins, and he pulls out the mask and he reveals himself as MJF. That would be a huge shocker if it's pulled off.
Yeah, if it could be pulled off, I think the mask gimmick would work. I mean, probably in some generation, but it would probably be obvious that the masked person is MJF if it were MJF. But I mean, if it is MJF, if MJF is the one competing in this battle royale, kind of crazy. But I honestly think that it's being more obvious that this thing is not a. Not a work is a real thing, and I don't think we're gonna see MJF and AEW either anytime soon or ever again. But that's really my opinion. But yeah, I think Eddie Kingston is one of the contenders to win this Battle Royal. I think probably I don't know if Bryan Danielson. I think on Saturday it was announced that he was injured. I don't know if he's gonna be in this Battle Royal, but. If he's not injured, I think Bryan Danielson could win this Battle Royal. Other than that, I mean, it would have to be someone out of the main event scene. And right now, Eddie Kingston is a really liked guy by the fans, by the Twitter fans, and I mean, Jon Moxley is already there, and he's a contender there. But I don't know who else it could be other than Bryan Danielson. And maybe Eddie Kingston, Miro maybe, but he just came back and he wouldn't have like that work great match. But I don't know who I'd pick, but I think Bryan Danielson would be my pick. Yeah, so the next we're gonna go to Adam Page versus David Finlay. It is one of the New Japan, merging matches, I suppose, and Adam Page is going to have his first match after losing the championship to CM Punk on Sunday 2 weeks ago. But who do you think is going to win this match?
Between Hangman and David Finlay,
Yes.
I'm going with Hangman because he came back from a big loss against CM Punk. He wants to rebuild, and probably have to rebuild himself. He's probably more involved with the Forbidden Door.
Yeah, I think this is a for sure win for Adam Page. I don't think they'll beat someone like Adam Page, especially coming off of a huge loss. I think maybe they set up his match for Forbidden Door, and it's been heavily speculated, and even I think it's been said by Dave Meltzer too that it's gonna be Kazuchika Okada versus Adam Page. So maybe Okada comes out and challenges Adam Page, or maybe Adam Page, challenges Okada, whatever. But I think that's the big angle that's going to come out of this match. And, for sure, I think Adam Page is going to win this.
Yeah.
Yeah, so if that's it for that match, we're going to go to the third match, the final promoted match, which is John Moxley versus, you know, the Battle Royal winner. So in your case, let's say it's Eddie Kingston versus John Moxley. Between Eddie Kingston and John Moxley, who do you think is going to go on to win this main event match?
Let's see. I see Eddie Kingston winning the big one. Like, even though it's an interim title, but he's most likely going to win against Moxley. But I also see Moxley beating him in that match, going on to face Tanahashi or Hiroki Goto. Roto.
Yeah. It could be any person. I think for sure. I think John. If it's between those two, I think John Moxley. I don't think Eddie Kingston really is gonna be in that. In the world title picture. Honestly, I don't think he's a. And I'm gonna say this, and this might sound a little bit harsh, but I don't think he's a great wrestler. Honestly, John Moxley is a good wrestler, and I think he'd have a great match with Hiroshi Tanahashi with any person, honestly, and that's why I would pick John Moxley. But I don't know. I think you've already told us, but who do you think is going to win between Hiroshi Tanahashi and Goto?
I see Tanahashi win the whole thing.
Oh, so you see him beating John or whoever comes out of the John Moxley Eddie Kingston match?
Yes. I see Tanahashi mostly beating Moxley or Eddie Kingston.
Okay. That'll be a bold move by AEW's part, but it could happen. And to have the big match between CM Punk and Hiroshi Tanahashi sometime down the line would be a big match for sure for AEW and for the fans. But that's a big match. So that's it for so far for AEW Dynamite. I guess there's only the three matches that's been announced so far. I mean, is there anything else that we want to discuss?
I want to talk about this. I want to say this. Augusta Ollie Podcast, I officially have a merch store on Bonfire Store and Public TV's store as well. So, please, if you have a chance, please buy my merch. I got good merch. It could be any size. Like a laptop bag, a coffee cup, or anything you like.
Right, and you have a lot of good designs. A lot of, you know, I think from last weekend's Cody Rhodes, you know, Bruce. I think you have one of a T-shirt like that, and then you have the you fucking Mark T-shirt from MGS promo, and you have a lot of good designs. So yes, so these T-shirts are really good for anyone who is a fan of pro wrestling. So go and buy from the Agosto Lely Podcast merch store, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I guess we could talk about what happened in WWE in the Hound of Cell, at least just the main event or whatever, because it's a talk of the Twitterverse or whatever. The main event was Cody Rhodes versus Seth Rollins at Hell in a Cell, and, you know, it was a big match as it was, and it was reported before, and it was heavily speculated that Cody Rhodes was going to go in as with an injury with a torn pectoral muscle, and that seemed to really be the case here because he had a lot of, you know, bruising in that area, and it was very, very hard to watch. You saw the match, did you?
Yeah, I definitely saw the match. It was painful. It was painful for Cody with that bruise.
Yeah, you could tell that he was trying to really not use that side of his body and not to like kind of bump into that, and a lot of times he did, and because he was forced and obviously out of habit too, and you could tell it was really, really painful for him and kind of added to everything. And Dave Meltzer said used the word compelling and saying that it was one of the most compelling matches of all time, and that's a really big, really big compliment for this match, and obviously. It was very special and ended up being a great match. And Cody Rhodes got the victory. He beat Seth Rollins. He's 3-0 against Seth Rollins in this whole thing. And, you know, it was a great match. You forgot it was a Hell in a Cell match. It was just a pure cage match where you couldn't have any much of a, you know, running around or whatever. But like, it was a good match, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a great match.
I'm starting to like WWE more than AEW, honestly.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, but yeah, this is good. Obviously, he's injured now, so he's gonna miss a couple weeks. He came out on Raw last night and addressed the fans, as saying that, you know, he's gonna try his hardest to come out of Money in the Bank and win the Money in the Bank, and that's gonna be in like about a month. I think less than a month. So I don't know how he's gonna do that, but he's gonna try to. And that's the type of, you know, wrestler, the type of worker that Cody Rhodes is, and that's admirable for anyone in any you know field.
Yeah.
So do you have anything else to add, or anything else to kind of say?
You know, like one more thing, like the merch store I was selling with Cody, I got a little hate with it because of the showing the bruise.
Oh, you got hate for showing the bruise?
Yeah, showing the bruise on the t-shirt. On the t-shirt I was trying to sell. It was like I tried posting it on Facebook that I just sell it to get people to click the link to buy it. I got a little hate for it, paying that showing someone's bruise. It was like rude or something.
Well, I could see where they're coming from, but I don't think, I mean, you're just trying to provide, you know, a service to the people. I guess that's what you're trying to do, and then I mean, it was a talk of the town, a talk of the Twitterverse, and obviously everybody was. I mean, what's the difference between selling merch and posting a tweet about it, you know, and putting a picture of that on it? There's not much of a difference, and you know, I don't know. They're just trying to criticize, just to criticize, you know.
Yeah. I understand.
But it's a good design. You guys should go out and buy it. You know, go down to the Ghost Harley podcast, and you know, just put this on our podcast. You know, the merch store, and you know, put this in the background. You know, go on and online, or send on Ghost Harley Elite's Twitter, all over there, and just go at least see, you know, click the link and see what's up with that. You know, there's a lot of good designs, and you know. See if you want some. If you don't want some, okay, you don't have to buy it. But if you like it, you know, go out and buy it and spend your money on Agosto Lili podcast so that Agosto Lili could provide for his family.
Yeah.
All right. Is that it, or do you want to add more? Or
what? That's about it.
All right.
Yeah. That was AEW Dynamite previews. I'll see you for Saturday for the Ollie Podcast episode 66.
Yep, 66.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Bye, everyone.